91.5 and 102.7 The Word. I'm Phil. Randy's over in the newsroom. And on the phone with us this morning is President Bob Creason of Wycliffe Bible Translators. We're talking about their new book, The Finish Line. They're sharing stories from the front lines of the Bible translation movement. President Bob Creason on the line with us talking about the book and about Vision 2025, which really changed what you were doing and kind of focused on what God was doing through Bible translation in the world. What an exciting time to live, President Creason.
It really is, Phil. We've never seen anything like it before. Our goal is zero unreached, unengaged people groups and zero Bible translation needs. And we really believe that's going to happen by the year 2025. Statistically, it is happening. You know, today there are more Bible translations currently going on in the world than there have ever been before, and there are fewer translation needs. And that's the first time in history that those two figures have crossed. That just happened last year. Before, there were always more translation needs than there were active translation programs. So it's a very exciting time to be involved.
Now, I don't know if this is Wycliffe's job or the local church, but isn't making the Bible understandable to every generation a continuing challenge? And are there translations that Wycliffe has done in the past that have been retranslated because of language changes, or maybe because of this shift from an oral culture to a literate culture? We discovered that, we need to refine this.
It's always the responsibility of the church, Phil. It's not the responsibility of Wycliffe. We're just partnering with the church to accomplish those goals. So, yes, and translation work, when we talk about the finish line, of course, that's always a relative term. For me, the finish line has a number of different terms. So it can be, and in this case, does refer to the fact that one day every tongue, tribe, and nation will have an opportunity not only to have access but also engage with the scriptures. But you're right. As we know, language evolves. Even our own English language evolves. And so the longer Christ tarries, and I believe in the return of Jesus Christ, the longer he tarries, there will be opportunities to go back and revise. And so we actually do that with communities. What will happen, Phil, is they will complete stories. They'll often do a Gospel of Luke in writing. Then often it goes to a full written New Testament. And then after the New Testament is done, most communities, about 70% of the communities we work with, want to go on and have a full Bible. We're not surprised. They want the full counsel of God. But when you do that, of course, then you go back and you end up revising the New Testament as well. And so often what you get then is a full Bible that has been revised to a certain extent, because as you do more translation, you find better ways of saying things.
Right.
So, revisions are going to go on for a long, long time.
Yeah, and you learn the language better as you go through. So by the time you're done with the Old Testament, I would imagine you need to compare notes.
You do, and there's computer programs now that look for consistencies as well. So as you're putting this information into the computer programs, they're actually checking for consistencies to see how passages have been similar passages have been translated. And so when you get done, you actually have a very it's a meaning based. It's a very powerful, accurate translation of the scriptures.
How great that we're in the computer age. Can you imagine? I mean, you must shake your head sometimes at the, 100 years ago, how people were doing this.
Oh, if you go back and you look at it's not that long ago. We're still using, shoeboxes to keep, file cards in, and so today everything is done through computers. We actually have computer programs now, Phil, that will actually, if you have done the work in one language and there's a related language, this computer program can actually produce a draft in the neighboring language in a very, very quick period of time. It still needs to be checked, of course, but it will produce a first draft that is, 65-70% accurate. It's a wonderful day and age. And also, we're able to check. We use satellite technology now to create access to connections to the Internet. Mm-hmm. Someone in Arlington, Texas, can actually sit at their kitchen table and check a translation that's been being done out in the jungles of Indonesia. So that's one of the reasons translation work is accelerating so rapidly, too, is the access to technology.
Well, it's so great to hear about what the Lord is doing, and we'd encourage our listeners to get a hold of the book from Wycliffe, The Finish Line. President Bob Creason, how long did it take you to get this book out, President Creason?
Well, the reason I'm chuckling is because what I started doing years ago, ago, I started collecting stories.
Yeah.
I just love stories because they're so powerful. They can be emotive. And when I began to realize I had enough of these stories that actually told a larger story, I began to string these things together. So I wrote it over several years, but I really got intense about finishing it over the last 12 months. And was motivated, again, like I said, by these students who I thought should hear this invitation to complete the Bible translation task.
Well, I look forward to reading it, and I hope many of our listeners get a hold of it as well. The Finish Line should be in your Christian bookstore shortly. Wycliffe Bible Translation Story of the Front Lines of Bible Translation. President Bob Creason, our guest this morning. Thank you so much, President Creason, for your time, and may the Lord continue to bless Wycliffe and the job you're doing. We appreciate your sharing with us your passion this morning.
Yeah, thanks, Phil. And if people want more information about Wycliffe, they can go to wycliffe.org, and they can actually find the book there and order it and anything else, too. One of the ways I ask people to get involved first off is to pray. They can actually get involved praying there on that site, too, so wycliffe.org.
Very good. And we've got several Wycliffe banquets this time of year. A lot of people involved in the Wycliffe ministry are sharing what they are doing in the coming weeks and months. So we'll be letting people know about that shortly here on Rise and Shine as well.
Thanks, Phil.
Okay.